And the time is just 5 o'clock here on WRFG. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours. We got some special guests coming in today. It's a very special day. Lots of great music for you. We have Richard Graham and Eddie Morgan of the Burns Club of Atlanta coming in for a special reading and discussion of the life of Robert Burns, who was born 250 years ago this very, very day. Extraordinary. How influential he still is today. If you don't believe me, go to Google News, because you will find 3,000 items on Google News, not the web, Google News, related to Robert Burns. His anniversary is being celebrated all over the planet, wherever there are Scots people. We're going to do a little celebrating here too. Lots of terrific concerts coming up. Chinese New Year is tonight and tomorrow, so we've got lots of things to celebrate here. We've got concerts coming up from Boys the Lock, The Chieftains, Jamie Laval, The Battlefield Band, and Brian Conway. And what better than to start with The Battlefield Band in honour of Mr. Robert Burns, starting off with the anniversary reel. Thank you.
Hi folks, you're listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG Atlanta. It's your local station for the very best in Celtic music. My name is Alan Reid, I'm from Battlefield Band, and we'll be appearing on Friday, February 27th at the Red Light Cafe in downtown Atlanta. It's the first stop on our US spring tour, so why not come down and join me and the boys for a great night out? Throughout 2009, Scotland is celebrating the 250th anniversary of the birth of Robert Burns. And so to get you in the mood, here's our rendition of his most famous love song, My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose. It may not be the tune that you're familiar with, but it's perhaps the original tune of this lovely song. And remember, February, Friday 27th, the Red Light Cafe. See you there.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sun's old time shall run, and fare thee weel, my only love, and fare thee weel. And I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 miles, though it were 10,000 miles. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune, that's sweetly played in tune.
首先向观众介绍的是风笛，他的演奏者是帕迪莫洛尼，就是中间那位。他旁边的一位是小提琴演奏家肖恩基恩，最那边一位是爱尔兰竖琴演奏家德里克贝尔。 这位是长笛演奏家马特·莫洛伊，那边第二位是小提琴演奏家马丁·费伊，这位是手鼓演奏家凯文·康内夫。
And that was Brian Conway with a little help there from Brendan Dolan, both appearing here in town on the 14th of February at 7:30. If you're interested in that concert, it is going to take place at the Red Door Playhouse in Roswell. And if you're interested in further information about that or about the workshop for musicians on the piano, flute or fiddle, give me a call down here at 404-523-8989 and I'll help put you in touch with the right folks. We started off with the Battlefield Band, two from them, the Anniversary Reel and Out for the Night, which is the title track from their album Out for the Night. And that was in honour of Robert Burns. Follow that up with My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose, recorded specially for us down here at WRFG by Alan Reid, singer of the band. And of course, the Battlefield Band are playing here. And they are playing on 27th, is a Friday, at the Red Light Cafe on Amsterdam Avenue. For that, we had the Chieftains and the Chinese Ensemble recorded live 20 years ago in China, since the Chinese New Year's tomorrow seemed appropriate. We pulled it off the Wide World Over compilation album, and the track was called Full of Joy. We have lots of Robert Burns specials for you today, and we have some readers coming in momentarily this week, and in fact next week also. But let's take a listen now to one of the very famous Robert Burns songs. I think you'll know this one.
Banks and breaks of honey dune, how can ye bloom so fresh and fair? How can ye chant ye little birds and I say weary folk care? Ye'll
hurts to stars that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses old. But give me a canny hour at teen and me arms about my dearie, oh. And worldly cares and worldly men may all get absalted,
green grow the rushes, oh. Sweetest stars that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses.
Need at this warrior note, but senseless asses are the wisest man the world saw. He dearly loved his lasses.
Green grow the rushes, sweetest stars that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh.
Old nature swears her lovely dears, her noblest work she classes, oh. Her prentice hand she to ride on man, and then she made the lasses, oh.
Green grow the rushes, oh.
Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest stars that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh.
And groans I'll wage thee. I'll never blame my partial fancy. Nothing could resist my Nancy, but to see her was to love her. Love but her, and love forever. Had been never loved so kindly, had been never loved so blindly, never met or never parted, we had ne'er been broken hearted. Fare thee weel, thou first and fairest. Fare thee weel, love best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure, peace, enjoyment, love and pleasure. One kiss and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage.
Was I Fun Kiss, sung for us there by Mr. Alex Beaton. We started off with Rod Patterson and Ebanks and Braes. In between, we had the cast, Maura Campbell and friends, from the album The Winnowing, which came out in Kilbirnie, Green Grow, The Rushes, three of the most famous Robert Burns songs. Robert Burns, we are here to celebrate the 250th birth of Robert Burns, and we're delighted to be joined in the studio by two special guests, Eddie Morgan and Richard Graham of the Burns Club of Atlanta. Do say hello, gents.
Hello.
Hello there.
Delighted to have you. It's been a while since we've had anybody from the Burns affiliated organizations on the show, so we're delighted to have you here. This is a big day for you, obviously. It's not every day your idol turns 250.
Biggest event in a long time.
So obviously there have been activities around Atlanta celebrating this, and I guess there will continue to be as the year goes by.
In fact, we've just returned from a wreath-laying ceremony at the Burns Cottage here. You know, we have a replica of the Burns Cottage here in Atlanta.
I believe it's one of the few and one
it's
of the most...
It's the only complete replica.
And when was that built?
1910, I believe it was. 1908, 1910.
So it's about 100 years old itself.
It is. The club was formed in the late 1800s, and we celebrated 100 years of being a club a while back. Now it's the cottage. Everything revolves around the cottage.
Well, we wanted to put out a call to folks who are fans of the poetry of Robert Burns. We're going to hear some of his readings, some of his words read out for us by our two special guests shortly, and we'll also have lots more music. Next week, we have several more guests coming in, including Kathleen Mainland, who's often joins us at 6 o'clock on the first Sunday of the month. So if you have a favorite Burns piece that you'd like read during a musical interlude, when we can pick up the phones down here, feel free to give us a call, 404-523-8989. If we can't squeeze it in this week, we'll do our best to have somebody read it for you next week. That's, again, if you have a favorite Burns piece you'd like read. The number is 404-523-8989. But let's wait until we have music playing so that we can pick up the phones. What would you like to start with as a reading for today, gents?
Let's start with John Anderson, My Joe. It's a short one. I think it might get everybody in the mood. John Anderson, My Joe, John. When we were first acquaint, your locks were like the raven, your bonny brow was brent. But now your brow is bald, John, your locks are like the snow. My blessings on your frosty prow, John Anderson, My Joe. John Anderson, My Joe, Joe, we climbed the hill together. And many a canty time, John, we've had, we ain't another. Now we must totter down, John, and hand in hand we'll go, and sleep together at the foot, John Anderson, My Joe.
John Anderson, My Joe, John Anderson, My Joe, when we were first acquaint, your locks were like the raven, your bonny brow was brent. But now your brow is belled, John, and your locks are like the snow. But blessings on your frosty pow, John Anderson, My Joe. John Anderson, My Joe, we'd climb the hill together, and money's a canty deed, John, we had we in another. Now we mun totter down, John, and hand in hand we'll go to sleep together at the fight, John Anderson, My Joe, John Anderson, My Joe.
John Anderson, My Joe there, and we just heard read for us by one of our special guests. We are delighted to be joined today by two special guests, representatives of the Burns Club of Atlanta, Eddie Morgan and Richard Graham. Richard read for us there, and I think Eddie's going to read for us now in a moment. Robert Burns, what does he mean to you? If somebody said to you in a pub over a pint, give me the 2-minute version of why I should care about Robert Burns, what would you say?
I would say that he is a poet who speaks to everyone, because he speaks about love through beautiful songs like the one we've just heard. He speaks about the dignity and importance of the common man and how he contributes to society. He speaks about national pride, and that's, of course, very important to a Scotsman. And, you know, he extols the simple virtues of life, and I think that's something a lot of people can relate to.
I came across an interesting quote on the internet here I'd like to share with people. It says here, Burns' poems dignify and illuminate the struggle faced by the vast majority of the world's population today. Burns has also been described as a poet of the poor, an advocate for political and social change, and an opponent of slavery, pomposity and greed, all causes very much supported by the United Nations. And those are the words of the former Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan, delivering the inaugural Robert Burns Memorial Lecture recently. So his influence has reached far and wide over the world. The Scottish diaspora in Canada, Australia, this country.
But not just the Scottish diaspora. You know, we were hearing just today at a presentation, you know, how his words, his works actually travelled extremely quickly to the United States. And that there were editions of his poems published very soon after the initial Scottish publications. Now, whether he ever got any monetary credit for that, we don't know. But, you know, it wasn't just the right. Scots who promoted us.
What would you like to read for us next?
Well, I know we're going to play the song Ca' the Yowes to the Nows, which is one of my favourites, but it doesn't read so well, so I'd like to read a couple of pieces from The Cotter's Saturday Night, which is one of the sort of more accessible songs or poems of Burns to many readers, because it is mostly in English, not as much Scots as some of his other poems, but it's also one of his most beautiful ones, and I think one of the factors that got him recognised by the general literary community. So I'm going to read the first three verses, which are a description of a cotter working hard in the fields and coming home to his family on a Saturday night. And I'm going to end the last three verses, which are very patriotic and stir the blood of any Scotsman who hears them, I think. My loved, my honoured, much respected friend, no mercenary bard his homage pays. With honest pride I scorn each selfish end, my dearest meed, a friend's esteem and praise. To you I sing, in simple Scottish lays, the lowly train in life's sequestered scene, the native feelings strong, the guileless ways, what Aiken in a cottage would have been, ah, though he's worth unknown, far happier there I ween. November chill blaws loud wi' angry sough, the shortening winter day is near a close. The miry beasts retreating fae the pluck, the blackening trains across to their repose. The toil-worn cotter frae his labour goes. This night his weekly moil is at an end. Collects his spades, his mattocks and his hose, hoping the morn in ease and rest to spend. And weary, o'er the moor, his course does hameward bend. At length his lonely cot appears in view, beneath the shelter of an aged tree. The expectant wee things toddling stacker through to greet their dad, wi' flichtern noise and glee. His wee bit ingle blinking bonnily, his clean hearth stain, his thrifty wifey's smile. The lisping infant prattling on his knee does awe his weary keoch and care beguile, and makes him quite forget his labour and his toil. So that's the pastoral family part. We get to the end, after he's described all of the things that go on in this Scottish family, he says, from scenes like these, old Scotia's grandeur springs, that makes her loved at home, revered abroad. Princes and lords are but the breath of kings, an honest man's the noblest work of God. And certes, in fair virtue's heavenly road, the cottage leaves the palace far behind. What is a lordling's pomp? A cumbrous load, disguising oft the wretch of humankind, studied in arts of hell, in wickedness refined. O Scotia, my dear, my native soil, for whom my warmest wish to heaven is sent, long may thy hardy sons of rustic toil be blessed with health and peace and sweet content, and oh, may heaven their simple lives prevent from luxury's contagion weak and vile, then, howe'er crowns and coronets be rent, a virtuous populace may rise the while and stand a wall of fire around their much-loved isle. O thou who poured the patriotic tide that streamed through great unhappy Wallace's heart, who dared to nobly stem tyrannic pride or nobly die the second glorious part, the patriot's god peculiarly thou art, his friend, inspirer, guardian and reward. O never, never Scotia's realm desert. But still the patriot and the patriot bard in bright succession raise her ornament and guard.
Call yous to the nose, call them what the Bonnie dearie. sight through the hazel spreading wide. Are the waves that sweetly glide to the moon say clearly, yonder clear and silent tours where at moonshine midnight dews are the dewy bending floors fairies dance it cheerily.
Listening to the Celtic Show here on WRFG. We have 75 minutes left, and much of it we'll be devoting to further explorations of the music, poetry, and influence of Robert Burns, who was born 250 years ago this precise day. We are delighted to be joined in the studio by Eddie Morgan and Richard Graham of the Burns Club of Atlanta, and they have been filling us in on some background here and giving us their views on Mr. Burns. I asked Eddie earlier if he had 2 minutes in a pub to explain why he thought Burns was important today all this time later. He died at the age of 37, so he's been more than 200 years in the grave, but his influence lives on. I'm going to turn to Richard Graham now and ask him the same question. If you had 2 minutes in a pub to explain to somebody why Burns was still important today, what would you answer?
It would be very difficult to describe him in 2 minutes, because once you get into his life and his works, he's like an onion. You keep on peeling and there's another layer underneath. Eddie mentioned the romantic side. He mentioned the patriotic side. He mentioned perhaps he didn't mention the environmental side, the ecologist, you might say. But when you think of the wee sleek et curin timorous beastie of a mouse, then you realize that he was next to nature, so he was that sort of person as well. The fact that he's so well known throughout the world really speaks to what a mind he had and what he was able to tell the world. Eddie mentioned how he was a great influence in the forming of this country here, the United States. As soon as works were written and published over there in Scotland, they were published in England, and then they were published in New York. When Robert Burns speaks of people and the relationship and the worth of a person compared with his background, there's a saying in Scotland about Kent his father. I knew his father, and that doesn't really matter to a person who goes along with the Burns frame of mind. An individual is what matters, and anybody can aspire to be anybody if they believe in themselves, they're honest. And I think in this country here, in the United States, that's been very much the case. When you consider the poem, A Man's a Man for All That, that pretty much speaks to what I've just mentioned.
It's interesting that we can take these things for granted today, but of course, in the context of when he wrote this stuff, it was quite revolutionary. And not entirely accepted. I mean, what his inclinations, which today we might say were a little liberal, a little socialist, a little environmentalist, for that period were really quite revolutionary. And he wasn't accepted all around. In particular, of course, he had a fairly florid love life, so it was easy for him to be denounced by people who saw fit to want to hide him under the carpet. So how did he find acceptance, and did that come early, or was it over the period?
I don't think acceptance was completely found by him during his lifetime. It came after, because of what you've just said. He supported the French Revolution, for instance. Mm-hmm. He realized after a time that they sort of went over the top and started executing so many people, and then his own thoughts changed. He was a young man, remember, when he died at 37 years old, and so he hadn't matured completely, but he had a mind that was brilliant. He saw democracy in a country where democracy didn't really exist, and he saw it happening in France, and then he saw it happen with the American Revolution as well.
So you mentioned A Man's a Man for All That. I think we'll play a version of that in a moment. Would you like to read us some before we do that?
I'll be happy to. This poem is actually a song. You wouldn't want to hear me sing it, but it's a song. And the words are what were used at the formation of the new parliament, of Scotland's new parliament after devolution. Scotland got home rule, you might call it. And in the presence of the Queen, all the Scotsmen there sang this song. A man's a man for all that, I'll read it. Is there for honest poverty that hangs his head and all that? The coward slave, we pass him by, we dare be poor for all that. For all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that. The rank is but the guinea's stamp, the man's the god for all that. What though unhamely fair we dine, wear hodden grey and all that? Give fools their silks and knaves their wine, a man's a man for all that. For all that and all that, their tinsel show and all that, the honest man, though e'er so poor, is king of men for all that. You see yon Berkey, card a lord, what struts and stares and all that, though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a coof for all that. For all that and all that, his ribbon, star and all that, the man of independent mind, he looks and laughs at all that. A prince can make a belted knight, a marquis, duke, and all that. But an honest man's a boon his might. Good faith, he manure for that. For all that and all that, their dignities and all that, the pith of sense and pride of worth are higher ranks than all that. So let us pray that come it may, as come it will for all that, that sense and worth o'er the earth may bear the gree for all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that, that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for all that.
Is it for honest poverty that hangs his head and all that? The coward slave, we pass him by, we dare be paid for all that. For all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that. The rank is but the guinea stamp, the man's the gout for all that. lay fair we dine, where hard and grey and a' that, give fools their silks and knaves their wine, a man's a man for a' that, for a' that and a' that, the tinsel show and a' that, the honest man, the wealthy poor, is king of men for a' that. You see yon bucky, caught a lord, wha struts and stares and a' that, though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a coup for a' that, for a' that and a' that, his ribbon star and a' that, the man no independent mind, he lurks and laughs at a' that. Can make a belted knight, a marquis, duke and a' that, but an honest man's a boon his might, good faith be mana for a' that and a' that, the dignities and a' that, the pathos, sense and pride o' worth are higher rank than pray, that come it may, as come it will, for a' that, that sense and worth o'er a' the earth shall bear the gree and a' that, for a' that and a' that, it's coming yet, for a' that, that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be, for
shut rose, the path of man to shun it.